We're talking Disney, but we're not playing nice. No sugar-coated magic, just the real life slice. From Mickey's ears to the princess crowns, we're breaking it down, no holding back now. So grab your snacks, don't you dare hold back. We're spilling the tea on what they lack. From the castle to the park, we're taking you there. But we're doing it raw with a bit of flair. We're behind the ears. After dark, no filters, no shame. We curse, we laugh, and we call out the game. From the dark side of Disney to the tales untold, we're taking you deeper, getting real bold. Ever wonder what they really don't say? The dirt from the mouse's HQ today. Pixie dust ain't the only thing we're tossing. We're calling it out, no need for glossing. The happiest place, yeah, we've seen the cracks, but we're still all in, no turning back. So grab your mouse ears, but keep your mind wide, 'cause we're telling the stories they try to hide. From the villains we love to the heroes we hate, we're saying the things you won't hear at the gate. No rose-colored glasses, just truth on display. Disney's magic ain't always a fairy tale way. So let's get real, let's break all the rules. This is Disney Unfiltered, we're taking you to school. With a laugh and a curse, let's start this ride. Welcome to Behind the Ears, let's enjoy the wild side. Magic, no filters, no shame. We curse, we laugh, and we call out the game. From the dark side of Disney to the tales untold, we're taking you deeper, getting real bold.
And welcome to the first unofficial, official, but not official episode of Behind the Ears After Hours. I am one of the hosts, Danny. That is Rudy, and we're happy to have you here. Rudy, how are you tonight, sir?
I'm doing absolutely fantastic. How are you doing tonight?
Good. Even his lighting got better. We had a little lighting issue. He was looked like he was in the Savannah. It was a sunset theme there down in Florida for him. So glad we were able to get that back up and running. Once again, I want to thank you all for stopping by. If you can just do us a favor, don't forget, you can always follow us on Facebook at the Behind the Ears Podcast, and you can always join our Facebook pages, Behind the Ears Community and the Crazy for Disney page. I mean, if you really want to go crazy, you could always follow us at Twitter, which we don't post that much, but that is at BTE After Hours. And of course, Instagram is Behind the Ears _ After Hours. I understand the underscore sucks, but when Rudy designed our logo, he didn't realize that After Hours and is a thing with Disney, and they kind of like, I think, monopolized the entire thing. I even had trouble with the email, but either way, we're here. So who are we? What are we? What are we doing on your screen right now?
Before we get started, can I just address the elephant in the room?
I mean, I'm right here. They don't have to be so
rude. Hey, better yet, the elephants in the room. How did we get so fat in 4 years?
Well, 4 years. Jesus. Listen, there was a pandemic. There was a lot going on in 4 years. A lot has changed. So it's actually good that we start off with that. Where have we been, and what the hell is going on? So
what is going on?
Let's roll the carpet back a little bit, and let's go back to the beginning. I started Behind the Ears back in 2016. I ended up bringing a gentleman named Chris on, who, you know, we worked very well together. He decided, hold on. I know this is not good. What the fuck are you drinking? I know you drink girly drinks, but tell me that's a Mike's Hard grape?
No, it's a black cherry. It's delicious.
All right. Well, you stepped it up a little bit. At least it's not just a straight grape, Mike. But either way, all right, I digress. Once again, I started the show back in 2016 with a gentleman named Chris. And, you know, we if you watched our show last night, or if you didn't, I'll give you a quick rundown. you know, we kind of broke some barriers with this show when we first started. You know, right now, I thought I saw a statistic recently. It's like 5.5, 5.7 million podcasts right now. And most podcasts don't make it past 7 episodes. Keep that in mind. Me and Chris, we ran it pretty well. We broke into the top 100 of all podcasts back in 2016. And that's not Disney podcasts. That is all podcasts. So to break into the top 100 was something that not many other Disney podcasts have ever done. I believe there was only 2 others that did it. And, you know, we ran its course. We did some really good things. We broke some records. We were top 3 Disney podcast. Disney had us down there for media events. It was a lot of fun. But, you know, ultimately things didn't work out. And, you know, we separated. And there I was sitting there all burnt out, not wanting to do a damn podcast again. But I was like, man, we had invested so much time. We had over like 100 and some odd episodes. And I tried doing it by myself again. And I realized talking to a wall for 20 minutes sucks. So Rudy came on, and Rudy was a guest numerous times before. Rudy ran his own very, very successful podcast, Crazy for Disney. I'm sure a lot of you in here have heard of him. You worked, you know, you saw him. Unfortunately, you had to watch him and hear him. But what's even more unfortunate is I brought Rudy on the first time. And once again, we brought that podcast back into the top 100, back into a top 3, depending on what statistics you looked at, what metrics. Some of us, we were sometimes 1, 2, 3. Either way, we were consistently in the top 3. And you know, when me and Chris did it, it was a very PG show. We were very Disney light. I don't even know how to explain it. We never wanted to piss Disney off. And then Rudy came in and, we didn't piss Disney off. Oh, hell broke loose. But, you know, we took that show from a PG to a PG-13. And then even me and Rudy came to the point where we realized, you know, we both had full-time jobs. We both had things going on in our life. And this is a full-time job, especially back then when we were juggling what sponsor is wanting to come in, what sponsor we were negotiating contracts with, and things. Trish says it perfectly right here. Very prudish. Yes, there it is.
Now, who's the prudish one?
I mean, I'm not here to disparage anybody. I'm pretty sure that once people start to listen to this show, they'll realize that it wasn't me or you, but neither here nor there. But it was the type of show that I wanted to do, what Chris wanted to do, and what you originally were doing is, you know, you wanted to stay in Disney's good graces because, you know, they would invite us to media events, and they would, you know, back then there wasn't everybody and their mother filming inside Disney like there is now. I mean, you can go on Facebook at any given time, Instagram, TikTok, whatever the case is, somebody's filming something in Disney. Back then there wasn't that. I mean, I remember the first time I bought that gimbal with a stabilizer, my views went from when I was in the parks to like maybe 30, 40 people. I had well over 100 every time I was in there. And, you know, back then that was a big deal. But, you know, again, we decided, you know, Rudy and I both said this is not working. We had a bit of our falling out or whatever the case is. And then life kind of started happening. You know, the pandemic happened. But before, I mean, I've been talking this whole time. So, Rudy, what the fuck have you been doing for the past?
Yeah, you know, we were still going during the pandemic, actually, because I went back and listened to one of the shows. Yeah, because we had one of the shows where I had gone back to Disney after the pandemic. So that's about where it ended.
That was just you, though. Was that the Crazy for Disney?
No, that was you and me.
We did shows during the pandemic?
Yeah. Believe it or not.
Are you sure?
Oh, I'm positive.
Oh, you're going to have to send me that video because I do not remember. I thought we stopped before. I know we stopped in 2020, and I believe the world kind of shut down in March, if I believe.
I don't remember. It's been so long ago. I got like a 5-minute attention span.
Wait, oh no, no, because I got married in 2020. It's so hard to remember. But either way, what's been going on for 4 years? Where have you been? What are you doing? Oh, you know what? I believe you because Cindy said we definitely did a show. So if Cindy said it, she's a loyal listener. I believe her. I don't believe a word that comes out of your mouth, sir.
I usually don't. Half the stuff I say, I don't believe, but I know for a fact I did go back and watch one of the shows. And we were discussing like the temperature checks and all that nonsense. It was crazy. It was a different world back then.
It was. It was a very, man, 6 feet. The park, I mean, the park only closed, I mean, for maybe a couple, I think 2 or 3 hurricanes over their lifetime. Obviously, 9/11, the day after. But COVID really just kind of, really
kind of. Yeah, it's weird. If you go back and listen to that show, like some of the things I forgot about, like the temperature checks, people walking around eating ice cream so they keep the mask down. I mean, all sorts of weird stuff. And
I remember reading all those things about like people on the flights, you know, they would purposely, like the lady would bring a bag of grapes on for a 2-hour flight and she would milk the that bag of grapes so she didn't have to wear her mask. I mean, you know, listen, it was a crazy time.
And I broke up, is that what it was? Was it a breakup?
Mommy and daddy had a little separation for a little while.
I mean, we had a falling out. We had a lot of stuff going on. I had a lot of stuff going on in my life. He had a lot of stuff going on in his life. The podcast was taking off and we just had a little friction because I think we were busy. You know, we had our own personal life going on and
away. We both felt that we were taking on bigger roles than what we wanted because I'll be very transparent. When Rudy came on, it wasn't like Rudy raised his hand and said, "Oh, I'll join now that Chris is gone." Like I had to take him away from doing his own show and convince him to come do this show. And Rudy was very upfront. He said, "Listen, bro, like I'm going to come. I'll put my headphones on. I will say hi. I'll do whatever. I'll be your dancing monkey, but that's all I'm doing." And in the beginning, I was like, "Yeah, sure. No problem. I can handle it." But not realizing how burnt out I was originally and how much work it truly is to not just run a podcast. Anybody can pick up a microphone and put on a headset. To run a successful show, it's a lot of work.
It does take work. You know, and the bad thing about it was it kind of ended ugly, which I really hated. You know, and then after a little, people don't realize Danny and I have been speaking for what, over a year now at least?
I would say a good year and a half. My wife didn't even know that.
Yeah, neither did my wife. She's like, "Oh, you're talking to Danny again."
When I broached the subject to my wife a few months ago, because she had joked to me, she's like, "You're really? Do you ever think you do?" Yeah. You know, she put the fake water bottle in front of my hand. "Do you ever think you'll do another podcast?" And I was like, no. And then literally like 3 weeks later, I was like, "So me and Rudy have been tossing around the edge." She goes, "Wait a minute, Rudy." She goes, "I thought that ended terribly." And it, once again, just like the COVID show, I was like, "No, it didn't end bad. I don't remember that." She goes, "Danny, like you guys were arguing on Facebook." I was like, "I don't think so." And then it all clicked. I was like, "Oh." I was like, "Yeah, I've already been talking for a while."
I mean, I'll be honest. I mean, I think it was more me than you. I think I was a little bit more of the ass in that situation.
That sounds about right. I'll take that.
Yeah, this is the only time you'll ever hear me apologize. I'm not even going to apologize. I'm just going admitting to it. But like after a couple years, you know, I kind of look back and I felt bad and how I treated him. And I reached out to him, nothing to do with podcasts. I was like, you know, "Dude, sorry." We got talking again for a while because I consider us like friends that never meet. And anytime
we've only met twice. And we've only been in the same Yeah, I mean, the one time we met when me and Chris were still doing the podcast, I think it was me, you, and Jimmy. Maybe. I think we had a drink at a bar downtown. And then I met you when I was with my wife. Well, she was my girlfriend at the time. We were just walking through Disney and you walked up and we had just had dinner at Be Our Guest and you were making fun of my little fedora hat I was wearing. And I think
there's so many things to make fun of.
It might have been the only two times you've ever, but it feels like I know you.
Yeah, we get along very well when we talk.
Like I could walk up to your wife right now and give her a hug like I've known her for the last 20 years. You know, that's just, and that's probably what saved our relationship in the long run, was able to bounce back from whatever was said or however things were handled. Listen, we're adults. We say stupid shit and that's, you know, that's about it. But
and it didn't feel awkward. I don't know about you, but I mean, it obviously was uncomfortable, but it wasn't awkward the least bit.
No, and I mean,
at the time I was like, "I don't know if you're looking to do podcasts, but in the future," he had something major going on in his life. I don't want to announce it yet, but I was like, "Hey, do you want to come on and talk about that? If not, you know, get a hold of me in the future. Maybe we'll do something in the future." And we left it at that.
Yeah. You know, the only awkward part was when the first time I saw you pop up on my phone, I'm like, "What the hell is he popping up on my phone?" And it really, it truly was a bad time. Obviously, since it's a pilot episode, I'm not going to get into it or anything like that. But we had our son pass away and Rudy had saw it on Facebook that our son passed away. So he, you know, it almost gave him the olive branch to reach out. And that was almost like the icebreaker of like, let bygones be bygones. Yeah. And I mean, I wasn't very receptive in the beginning, but once again, you know, going through what I was going, I wasn't receptive to anything. But back to the main point. So 4 years has passed. We randomly just decided, you know, like I said, Rudy had asked me a few times, you want to do a podcast? And I literally would tell him every time, you're out of your goddamn mind. You think I'm doing another podcast, especially a Disney podcast. And then, I don't know, about maybe a month ago, I reached out to Rudy and I pitched the idea. I was like, what do you think? And I had mentioned this last night. It started off with, listen, let's just do one show a month. Just let's just get our, you know, our beaks wet, something to wet the whistle. Like, we don't need to do nothing. And then it turned into, all right, let's do every other week.
Yeah, that Danny's like, getting crazy.
And then we start buying equipment, and Rudy starts buying buttons and pins, and I'm buying equipment, and we're talking about, and you know, and like I mentioned on the show last night, the other idea was we eventually, and this will happen, we eventually want to branch off and start a different type of podcast, very similar to what we're doing here, but not just focused on Disney. Because as much as we love Disney, we realize that after, you know, the 6 years our podcasts were around, you run out of shit to talk about. It's as simple.
You can only talk about Dole Whips so many times.
Yeah, you can only do so many top 10 rides before you're like, okay, you know. And now, especially right now, it's going to be fun. This first, you know, couple 20, 30 episodes. Yeah, because we're revisiting everything. And we're, you know, there's so much going on at Disney right now and things that we haven't been talking about for the last 4 years, or the things that just were announced this year that are coming. And we'll even dive into a little bit of the Universal aspect of it, because Universal's doing some crazy shit over there. And now Rudy's down there. So it's going to be interesting. So as you could tell, we've both cursed. So as you realize, well, I don't know, Rudy, you haven't. You're a prude.
I did.
Oh, you did? I must have missed it. But it's not going to be your PG show anymore. So for anybody who has a tough time with Truck Driver Mouth, Sailor Mouth, this is not going to be the show for you. You're going to see Rudy's drinking. I'm cursing up a storm. It's definitely going to be a more rated R show. It's definitely going to be a show more... I don't like the word against Disney, because that's not what this show is about.
No,
but we're definitely going to hold Disney's feet to their feet to the fire. Excuse me. We're not going to be afraid. We're not going to pull punches. We're not going to be afraid of retaliation or them holding back, you know, media stuff. It's more going to be two guys talking Disney who love Disney, but understand that Disney is flawed. Disney is not perfect. Neither are we. So what do you expect out of this show? Right now, it's very tentative. We don't know what we're going to give you guys yet. You know, we've talked about twice a month. We've talked about every week. Are we going to be on time? No. That we're not going to be on time. We were a minute late today.
Were we a minute late?
We were. I pressed the button at 9:01.
Dude, that's on you.
That is. We were bullshit. Yeah. No, that's a problem. So right now, I would say... We'll do once a week, and then we'll go from there. And obviously, once we decide when it's time to branch out, start a new show, I'm not saying this one goes away, but this one now becomes the backseat. So realistically, we're, you know, we'll always still give you a Disney podcast, but it's not going to be once a week anymore. It'll be, you know, once a month, maybe, you know, a couple times, you know, quarterly. We'll figure that out when that bridge comes. But I don't want you guys to focus on that, because we're nowhere near that. You know, that is many, many episodes down the road. We're just glad to be back. We're glad to be giving you guys a different show than, I'm telling you right now, nobody's going to give you a show that we give you.
We're not going to be gratuitous about it. It's not going to turn into like Howard Stern by any means. But if things slip, they slip. We're not going to be quite as careful any longer.
Yeah. Like, I'm not going to go. I'm not one of those people that's purposely going to go curse. It's just part of my everyday. I'm not going to go out of my way to do it, but I'm not going to go out of my way to stop it.
And that's what we used to do.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I would be like, ooh, sorry, I didn't mean to slip. Or, you know, I would catch myself like mid curse, like, ooh, I can't do that. Like, no, that's not what this is. No. You know, we're not going to get trashy on the show and, you know, do anything crazy vulgar, but it's going to be, I mentioned this last night. Do you remember the show Mouse Rants? It was three gentlemen and a girl. They were around for maybe about 60 episodes, which stretched, I think, like 2 or 3 years. They were like the dark side of Disney. Like they were the podcast that would talk about like Walt's frozen head. You know, shit that nobody else wanted to talk about because they were so afraid. And I always admired that. But in the beginning, it was, oh, you know, I didn't want to piss them off. I wanted the media passes. I wanted the swag bags. I wanted to go to D23. You know, I wanted to do all that. And I'm glad we did it. I truly am. I'm grateful to not only the listeners. I'm grateful to Rudy. I'm grateful to Chris, because without both of them, I wouldn't have been able to experience those things. And, you know, we wouldn't have been able to top charts the way we did. This time around, I'm not so much worried about the charts. I'm not worried about, listen, we pick up a sponsor. Cool. That only lessens the load of what me and Rudy are paying out of our pocket, because everything right now is paid out of pocket. None of this is free. Like, even you guys are watching this.
I got a second job. Just get to all the popcorn buckets.
But yeah, those popcorn buckets. Have you guys seen some of the, that Regal Carousel one is dope. It's and it came out of nowhere. Yeah. They didn't announce it. Nothing. Trish sent it to me. So she goes, is Rudy still in the park? So I sent it to Rudy. I'm like, you need to go get this damn thing. And he was already in the park getting a Stormtrooper helmet popcorn bucket as a giveaway.
Yeah. I was so mad at you that day. I was like, this guy. Because Danny knows how I am. I'm like, I'm like a dog, you know, if I see it, I got to go after it.
Yeah.
So he sends me, he's like, oh, just to let you know, this just came out over at Chick King. I'm like, you son of a bitch. So I'm looking at my wife and my kid. I'm like,
what's going on today?
Yeah. And I'm like, look, well, dude, I'm looking over. I'm like, guys, would you mind if we, and I could tell they didn't want to. I'm like, I'll just run in fast and grab it. But yeah, we got two of them.
That's awesome. Was there a long line for that?
I kind of got lucky. I ran over there right away. And you know, there's when you first go to Magic Kingdom, there's that little popcorn stand when you first go
to the left
hand side. Yes.
Yep.
So I go in there and I had good timing because as soon as I walked in, that Festival of Fantasy Parade was going on. So people were pretty busy. There was still a pretty good line for it. And I'm doing the old, I get in line, I'm counting heads and I'm counting popcorn buckets. I'm like,
just hoping to God that they're still there.
Yeah, because they're just lined up on the wall behind them. There's no, usually they have boxes of them.
Yeah,
there's no boxes laying around. So I'm doing a head count. I'm like, if everybody gets two, I'm going to fall about three short. So I'm like panicky. Luckily, there's a couple idiots in line that are only getting like one, or they're getting just regular popcorn. So by the time I got up there, there was five left. I got two of them. And as I'm walking away, I'm hearing like, just let everybody know there's only three left. So I got lucky.
That's crazy.
I told Danny, I'm like, dude, if I don't get this, I'm going to kick you in the nuts when I get back.
Yeah, that would have sucked if you got all the way over there.
Yeah,
and didn't get it.
I would have been pissed.
I'm just shocked that they didn't announce it. Like, they're usually pretty good at putting things out on Instagram and things like that. This wasn't. I mean, it's been talked about since you've gotten them. You know, I've seen Instagram reels. I've seen, you know, either on Instagram or on Facebook from Disney, other people. But when Trish sent it to me, that was the first time I saw it. And even after you got it, and we started posting it, there wasn't much buzz about it. And then all of a sudden, about 2 days later, you started to see it start to circulate social media.
It wasn't even on my radar when you sent me that picture. I'm like, holy crap. And I just had to get it. I'm like a kid in a candy store. I honestly, got right over there.
It is. That's the one thing I will always listen. Disney will rape you on a lot of their products, and a lot of their stuff is not that good. Like, you go into the Emporium. Yeah, it's fun to look at, but so much of it's impractical. Even the mugs have, in my opinion, the designs have gone downhill. I'm not a pin person, so I can't speak on the pins. I know they make a killing on people buying pins. Yeah. Never really did it for me. Man, those popcorn buckets, I am a sucker for. I've got the alien Christmas one sitting here on the ground. Once I do the backdrop of the office, he'll go up there. I get a kick out of them popcorn buckets, boy.
Some of them really, we have four of them right now for giveaways, and we're going to give them away each show. This is not really considered a show, so don't get too excited yet. We're going to do another show where we actually give one away, and I think we're going to start with maybe we'll start with the Sully one. We got the Sully one for Christmas, and then we'll go to we got the Stormtrooper, we got Figment, and then we have the two carousel ones. So each week we'll give one to, you know, people that are commenting, people that are actually liking the page. We'll put them into a hat, we'll pull it out, and somebody's gonna win one.
That's gonna be cool. Ship it right to your house. You get it. And you know, Rudy will be my little gopher. When I see things on the internet, I'm just gonna clap and expect my my little butler to go run and go pick one up for me.
Dude, he's so over the top already. It's crazy. I don't even know what I got myself into already. I'm like, crap.
You have no idea.
Danny again.
You have no idea what I put this man through with that logo. I've aged him.
You know, it was kind of funny when we came up with the idea. Danny had a really good idea. He wanted to keep the kind of feel of the old show, but wanted to have it like something updated and different. And I came up with crazy things. I had like an ear logo with all sorts of stuff. And he dumbed it down to where it's at now, which was perfect in my opinion. And then as soon as I finish, as soon as I start ordering some swag, this son of a bitch gets a hold of me. He's like, oh, you know, I don't really like the after hours. I don't like this.
Dude, okay. Come on. So to be fair, what I originally had said was I wanted to do Behind the Years After Dark. So people can look at that and be like, oh, it's a little more edgy. It's, you know, there was more play with it. But Rudy found this after hours part and put it on there. And everybody I talk to always says, after hours? What the hell are you talking about? I mean, it'll grow on people. Trust me. You'll get it after hours. We'll get, you know, it's still nighttime. We'll get where we're going. And it's just, it's a change. But yeah, I always bust his balls on, like, even today he sent me something. I'm like, he sent me one of the stickers. And I was like, okay, listen. So for the next round, we're going to eliminate the white. We're going to eliminate the cat. Just make it black. We're going to be good. It's never going to end. Oh, I forgot that we used to call you the dingus.
Yeah, the dingus. That's one of the things Danny said he didn't want to go by Uncle Danny anymore.
Funny you say that. My wife is very upset that I am not bringing Uncle Danny back. She's like, really? No, you have to bring him back. He might be dead. I think Uncle Danny's dead.
Yeah, is he definitely gone or is he going to make a comeback?
I don't know. Maybe it'll be like your drunk Uncle Danny or something. I got to change it. I don't know. The Uncle Danny was, it was a good run. It was a good persona. But at the same time, it was very PG. Like, I was like your friendly uncle, like Uncle Joey from Full House. Right? That was.
Why don't you be like drunk Uncle Danny?
That's what I said. I could try drunk Uncle Danny. Yeah. I can, you know. We'll figure it out. Listen, this is episode zero, so we're good to go. But like I said, the point of this episode tonight was just coming on, chatting with everybody, giving everybody an idea of what we were doing, what we are, and we'll move into a Q&A here in a little bit, and sometime this week, maybe tomorrow, we're gonna figure out our schedules. We'll do our first real episode number one of Behind the Years After Hours, and for anybody. Was excited about that, which I hope you all are.
Yeah. I think there's, hold on.
I don't know.
I got the applause. Don't worry about it. I got all the buttons. I'm ready to go. I just got to figure out which one to go where.
You don't still have that stupid horn, do you? Yeah.
I got everything. Rudy does not like when I use the monster. No. That one's my favorite.
That's so stupid.
Hello, everybody.
Now it's like creepy Uncle Danny. The guy we don't talk about at parties.
Oh, Sarah brings one. Maybe the crazy Uncle Danny. See? Oh, a little play on words for your show, too. Oh,
right?
That's not bad. We bring the party. Damn, right.
Listen,
as long as little Rudy doesn't make an appearance, we're okay.
Little Rudy will be out, trust me. There's two little Rudys, so they will be out.
Perverted. You got two of them?
I got two of them, bro. No, there's people that bought them in our auctions because we were doing auctions for Give Kids the World.
They didn't.
You know, there's a cop in Indiana that's got one, and he brings in his patrol car with him. So little Rudy's patrolling the streets, too.
That's
ridiculous.
That's dedication. That's a fan. That's creepy, but that's a fan. Yeah, we'll do that too. You know, obviously, you know, Rudy's a big part with Give Kids the World. I still wear all their stuff. I've been down there. It's, man, you want to see a grown man cry, bring them to Give Kids the World. The crap that they do over there is top notch. I think the last time I had looked, we had raised just shy of $100,000 for them over the 6 years of podcasting. But it's never enough. You know, we always got to raise more. So we will do that again eventually at one point or another. We have enough crap between the two of us to auction off and make some money for them, but that's always a great cause. So I want to go back to my original question to you because you kind of danced around it and you never answered it.
What
have you been doing for 4 years?
Oh, geez. Well, I mean, the biggest thing, give me a life update. I moved to Florida. I mean, it's the biggest thing. I moved to Florida. I work for Give Kids the World now, which is kind of crazy. And, you know, that's all thanks to the pandemic. You know, we were both home. My wife was working from home. We decided we got back from vacation in February. It was freezing when we got back. And we just started kind of like joking around, like, you know, why don't we live in Florida? It's so much nicer. And then, like, all of a sudden the jokes started to be like, why don't we live in Florida? And we spoke to the kids. We're like, hey, you know, is this an idea you guys would go for? They were both for it. And we just kind of did one of these things, like, if all four of us are happy after a year, we stay down there. If one of us doesn't like it, we're moving back up north.
Okay.
And here we are at year four. So it's been a blast. It's kind of like living on vacation, except you got to work, which kind of sucks. Hey,
but you don't really work, though. Let's not lie.
Yeah, that's true. But I mean, the fact that well, like, we get home from work and you're like, hey, why don't we go over to the parks and go eat at Jico or something? So that's crazy.
Yeah.
A lot of
fun. Yeah, just being able to, like, even on a Saturday, waking up and being like, oh, let's run the, you know, Epcot for the afternoon. Like, that's wild to me.
Yeah, you'll see us on, like, the Crazy for Disney page. I usually have Tuesdays and Wednesdays off. We go to a park both days. We get some Starbucks, hang out for a couple hours, and just swing back. It's a cool lifestyle. Living large, brother.
What pass do you have?
We have the Pirate Pass, which is basically, you can go weekends, but you do have block out dates.
Oh, okay. So, like, probably major holidays, July 4th, all that's blocked out.
Dude, it's the time we don't want to be here is when you're blocked out, so it's not a big deal.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry.
You don't want to go on Christmas week.
No, absolutely not. You're not getting anything accomplished.
No.
I mean, maybe for a nice walk around, but you know what? There's enough going on around Disney where if you're like, you wanted the Disney vibe and it was during Christmas, go walk the boardwalk.
Yeah, I mean, and we do that a lot.
Hotels.
Yeah, the hotels. I mean, we always do hotel visits, especially with the Skyliner now. It's so easy to pop around different ones. It's just a lot of fun. But how do you going like, back to you, buddy.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
You had a bigger event happen. Are we going to discuss that at all?
I don't know what you're talking about. No? Actually, I had two. I had two big events. I got married in 2020 at the end of 2020. It was obviously in the height of the pandemic, and our big, grand, beautiful ballroom wedding, we got the call, hey, you guys can't do this anymore. It's off. And me and my wife kind of looked at each other like, well, we really want to get married on this day. We, you know, this was the day that we had planned a year out, and we got decorations specifically for that day. So we called a local restaurant, and we brought our closest friends. And I mean, so even some of our family that came left, they only came to see the ceremony. They didn't want to stay because they were, you know, scared or whatever the case may have been. It was early pandemic. It was December. So we got married. And then a year later, when the pandemic kind of started easing down a little bit, literally it was New Year's Eve of 2021. We had our big blowout wedding on New Year's Eve, and it was amazing. And then, you know, we had a couple, things kind of got a little crazy. We bought one house, then we sold it, and we bought my in-law's house, and that's where we are now. We bought my wife's childhood house. And obviously, like I said before, we had the unfortunate incident with our son passing away, but then we were blessed enough, and we have our beautiful daughter who's was born in August of 2023. She had her first Disney trip last year. We stayed at Old Key West. She did not give a crap about anything. It was too damn hot for her.
They don't care.
No, there was nothing she could ride. So she just kind of hung out in the stroller. We put like one of them wet chili cloths over her, a couple fans, and we had a blast. And now we're doing it again. This August, we're coming down for 11 days.
Hey, but, are you like five kids with you?
Yeah, well, so here's the thing. My best friend is basically my brother. We've been best friends since sophomore year of high school. And we always joked, and I was like, we should get our wives, our girlfriends at the time. So let's get our girlfriends together. Because if they get along, this is going to be great. Well, now they turned into best friends. Yeah. So now everything we do is the two couples. And we got married around the same time. We started having kids around the same time. And luckily or unluckily, however you want to look at it, they had a set of twins. Okay, no problem. Very normal. They got pregnant again, and they had another set of twins. So they had two sets of twins. They have four kids, all under the age of three right now. And then obviously my daughter. So there is eight adults and five children under the age of three who go on this vacation.
Mm. Good luck.
2 years in a row.
That's a lot. I mean, I know we brought our daughter down like when she was one, we started going, and it was challenging for one kid. So Boy, Danny, you're in for a treat.
Yeah, you know what? Since we have 8 adults, there's more of us than them, so that's really good. This trip is going to be interesting because 3 out of the 5 are straight mobile. They all walk. They all, you know, move around. The other 2 are still crawling, somewhat walking. So this one's going to be a very, very interesting situation. But I think we're going to have fun, though.
I mean, the mobile ones are scary because I remember when we brought our daughter down, we tried, like, the kid leash initially. Like, oh, my God, you see parents, like, dragging them like their dogs mm-hmm. across there. But, like, we put our daughter on it for an hour, and I realized this thing just wasn't working.
Yeah.
But you, like, turn your head for a second, all of a sudden they're gone. They're gone. So that's really stressful.
Yeah.
Especially how busy Disney is now.
And I always like to get one epic photo of myself. That's usually, like, it's not that I'm looking for it, but I usually can end up with one epic photo from every Disney trip. You know, Trish had mentioned that I had done Disney with that my best friend that you guys had seen. And there was a picture of me and him passed out on a bench outside of France after drinking around the world 2 times in one day, mm-hmm. successfully around twice. We had to take a little cat nap. We were tired. Rudy had posted a picture of me wearing the Rapunzel outfit running the Disney 5K. Well, there's a better picture of me in that where I'm wearing the Rapunzel outfit standing in Epcot smoking a cigarette.
That's so disturbing.
And then the last trip that we were just on, I had rented a scooter for my wife because my wife's back was killing her, but she did not want to ride that scooter. So you know who rode that scooter the entire time. And I'll tell you what, Disney on a scooter is fantastic.
It really is.
There's a picture of me on the scooter. I have one beer clipped to my teeth so I can hold it. I'm holding another beer in this hand, and I've got my daughter, and I'm just scooting through Disney, right through Epcot, a couple beers deep. Got mine. Listen, everybody was safe. Everybody calmed down. There was no child abuse there. She had a blast. She liked the window.
Nobody got hurt anyway.
Yeah, I mean, safe it was. A couple people. Listen, safe. I mean, come on. We didn't have car seats as kids. We grew up half okay.
No. Did we really grow up okay?
I said half okay. We got a little bit of credit here. So, we're alive.
We are alive.
What's the famous but? Did you die though? You know, as we ramble on, you guys want to start throwing some questions into the chat. We'll gladly answer them from either personal Disney tips, tricks, whatever the hell you want. We'll give you an answer. But I know for. Oh, I don't know if I
are we giving out your daughter's name or are we keeping that quiet?
Oh, we can give out my daughter. I mean, it's on social media. So my daughter's name is Gianna.
That's awesome. We were really happy for you when I heard you had a baby, because of the issues you had before that. And number 2 coming on the way. You guys ready for that?
Well, we're not pregnant.
Well, I mean, are you looking to?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I was going to say we're not. I was like, wait, did somebody tell you something that I didn't know?
Well, I mean, what is this we are pregnant? Just because you look fat doesn't mean you're pregnant, Danny.
I could have a baby in there. You don't know. It might be a meatloaf, but it's the size of a baby.
It's probably a lasagna.
All right, Cindy's got a good question here. She goes, are you staying on Disney property or renting a house? And let me tell you, this was a battle.
It was a battle.
This was a battle. I mean, Rudy had to get involved. This was a battle. With this many people, you don't have many options. So we had looked at staying in a 3-bedroom villa. Now, last trip, their family stayed in a 3-bedroom villa where me, my wife, and my daughter stayed in a 1-bedroom villa at Old Key West. It worked out great, but they were very separated. You know, we tried to get them close to each other, but especially Old Key West, if you're not in the same building, could be a bit of a jaunt in between the two. So we looked at 3 bedrooms, but one of our aunts that are coming, you know, she's in a scooter all the time. So it can't be an up and down. So that really doesn't, you know, there has to be at least 1 bedroom on the ground floor and then the rest can be upstairs, which is fine. You know, we looked at Saratoga. They had a nice one. Animal Kingdom's 3-bedroom at the Jambo House is beautiful. We love Old Key West. Eventually I want to buy DVC and go into there because I think there's such an underrated resort. But that didn't work. So then I said, listen, guys, it makes the most sense. Let's just get a big, beautiful house in Davenport and Orlando and Kissimmee somewhere. You know, it's so much cheaper. But to fit our needs, you're looking at a half-hour drive. that's a lot when you've got that many kids trying, you know, where if one kid is having a bad day, what do you do? Does some, we'll have a couple cars down there, but does somebody take one of the cars back and then we're stuck Ubering? Do they Uber? It became a colossal nightmare. And then luckily Disney came out and said, hey guys, if you book a trip, a minimum of 3 nights, we'll give you the dining plan. I said, okay. We started, you know, diving into it, and I realized that shit's expensive. I was like, this is crazy. And if you wanted the way they worded it, and they did such a poor job of this, and I blame Disney for this, they worded it as if you stayed at a value or a moderate, you can only get the quick service dining plan. If you wanted the Disney Deluxe one, you had to stay at a deluxe resort. But we couldn't swing $600-$700 a night at Grand Floridian, and then on top of that, the $2,000 a person or together it is for the dining plan. And I happen to just be messing around on the website, and I see, you know, unfortunately we're staying at All Stars, but you know, click on All Stars, it's $109 a night, and I'm like,
that's not All-Stars. Bad.
It's like, no, it's not bad, but it's to me, it's like a Motel 6, you know. Yeah. It's a step up from it. I get it, but you know, it's still. I don't know.
I mean, it's not like it's Phoenix rooms and stuff. It's
no, it's
upgraded, right?
Yeah, but it's the fact when you stay at deluxes all the time, or even moderates, it is a big jump down. Now, Pop and Art to me give you a little bit more of a moderate feel. When you get into the All Stars, they're dated. But at the like, my wife said to me, she goes, "We're not in the room that often," because there was a lot of things at Old Key West that we wanted to do, whether it was the hammocks, splash pad, like even the pool was beautiful, but we weren't getting to the pool till 10 o'clock at night every night. So we decided, you know what, let's check out and see what's going on at All Stars, and we were able to upgrade your dining plan. And yeah, that's all. We're going to be staying 10 nights, 11 days. All Stars got a 7-day park hopper, and you get the free water park day now, if anybody didn't know.
What did that cost you for 7 days, just the tickets?
Well, like $1,300.
Jesus.
Yeah, I mean, we could have got an annual pass for the same price.
Yeah, you could have.
But you can't get the package. I looked into it because made my $200 deposit. I easily could have backed down, reconfigured it. But the problem is you, and we don't want a hopper. We bought a hopper last year and we didn't hop one time. And I didn't want a hopper this time because it was a waste with that type of money for the kids. But
I'm not a big hopper unless Danny throws like a popcorn bucket at me, like, oh, go get this. We like to stay at one park and be done with it.
Yeah. Especially, and to me, it's very hard when you have, when you have kids, that changes everything.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's where we're going to be staying. That's what we're doing. Listen, I'm excited for it. The only thing I'm not excited for, I mean, August in Disney sucks. It's so hot. And that I'm not an easy guy. No, it's not.
Are you one of those idiots that walk away with like the little fans on your neck and stuff? Do you go that far?
Well, I tried the fans. They didn't work around my neck. I tried the fan that hooks onto your like belt buckle and it blows up your shirt. That didn't work. I got too big of a belly. It was the bottom of my belly was cool. That was it. Everything else was still hot. Now we bought these towels. They're almost like, remember ShamWow when they first came out where you can wipe your car and it would. It's essentially like those. I forgot that. I think it's called Froggy.
Yeah, frog towels.
They are amazing.
They're pretty legit.
Like, they cool you down so quickly. So I bought, last trip we had 4. We're doubling it. We're going 8 this time. And just so you could, and you know, you go right to the Disney water fountain, boom, you're good to go. And it's, I mean, absolutely phenomenal. I recommend anybody who is, gets hot easily, sweats a lot, they're great. And we do have the stroller fan for my daughter, and right now sitting in my living room where I sit and watch TV with my wife every night, there's one of those stroller fans that sits there because my wife refuses to put a ceiling fan in because it's gonna ruin the aesthetics of the room. So I have a stroller fan that sits next to me and thing goes everywhere.
I mean, kids suffer that time of year. We brought our daughter down once and she had like those kind of see-through plastic Cinderella slippers on. And all I can remember at the end of the trip was like how moist those things looked. It was so gross. We'd take them off and you'd like kind of dump them out a little bit because they had foot sweat in them. It is not an easy time of year to go down there.
No, but you know what? You know, for me, I can't do the holidays. you know, with my job, there's no way I'm going down in November or December. So that's always out. And the rest of our party, out of eight adults, four of them are teachers. Four of them are teachers. So obviously they have the summers off. The other two work for, you know, the Army. So they're a little bit more flexible. But this is really the only time to go down. And it works out well where my daughter was born August 29th. The original two twin girls from my best friend were born on the 28th of August, a year earlier. His wife is the beginning. We're going to be the middle of August. So we kind of celebrate all the birthdays while we're there too. And, you know, and this is the last year for three out of the five kids that get in for free.
That's the worst. That's
The amount of money they charge for kids is ridiculous.
I can remember when my daughter reached that age, I'm like, yeah, we didn't want to be that guy that was like lying about their age, but it hurt.
Oh,
like,
I will. I don't care what anybody says. I will be. My daughter is petite. My daughter was born 5 weeks early. She was in the NICU. She's almost 18 months old. She weighs like 22 pounds. She is a tiny little girl, and she's going to be tiny. My mom was tiny. I am going to stretch that until they start asking for a birth certificate, sir.
You know she's going to be 15, 6 foot tall, and Danny's going to be like, yeah, she's two. She just grew. Yeah, she's two.
What happened? I don't know what happened. She's just big for her age. I don't know. Oh, man. Listen, is it the right thing to do? No. But at the end of the day, you know how much you did. Like, even the kids' meals. My kid doesn't eat that whole meal. Are you kidding me? Even the dining plan for the kids. I'm like, my kid's not going to eat that. I have to eat that.
Well, I think back then, too, you could actually share your meal when they're like one or two.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They don't say anything to us now. Yeah.
That's, I mean, my daughter's 14, or she's 15. Well, she'll be 15. I still try to just give her what's off my plate so I can save some money. They don't go for it, though.
Oh, really? They say something.
I don't know. I'm just kidding.
Oh, I was going to say. I didn't know. Like, that was something like we talked about, because Disney buffets are not that good. There's a couple. Don't get me wrong. 1900 Park Fair, I argue, might be one of the best buffets in Disney.
That's a good one.
Not only for the characters, but the food itself for the dinner is phenomenal. I think breakfast buffets suck in Disney. It's the same stuff. You know, Crystal Palace has those, what are they, the churro Mickey waffles that everybody goes bananas for. That's not overrated. My cup of tea, but what'd you say?
They're overrated.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of them, but we try to stick to at least a couple buffets during our trip, just simply because when you go to a sit-down restaurant, all right, now we're ordering sides for the kids or whatever the case is, something for them to pick on. Where a buffet, it's so much easier. Boom, you just grab a plate, whatever the hell they want to eat. The waitresses or waiters, they don't care. They don't get mad or anything like that.
Well, plus you get the character interaction, get that out of the way too.
Yeah, yeah.
And we used to use that all the time.
It's such a. I don't know if anybody else realizes this or if it was just me. There's so many character meets at Epcot compared to anywhere else. Like, you would think, like, Magic Kingdom, oh, that's where you meet the characters. Yeah, you can meet a decent amount of them there, but there's some lines there. You go to Epcot, there is a lot of characters in Epcot at any given time. There's your little tip for the day.
They actually have a lot of free-roaming ones lately where you just see them just wandering around and you get pictures with them. Kind of like Disney.
All right, well, do you know when you're looking at American Pavilion and there's that little alleyway to the right hand side? I learned this the other day. That alleyway, if you just hang out there, it might not happen, but it happens more often than you think. That's where they bring all the characters out who are in training. They come out right there.
That happens in a number of parks, you know.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought it was only Epcot. Look at that. So that's half right. Okay.
When you go into Hollywood Studios off to the right hand side, they have characters come out there sometimes. That's where we get like Jasmine and her.
Like where the gas station is?
Yeah. They used to come out of there. If you follow any of the people that actually know about characters, they'll tell you where all the secret spots are. I don't know anything. I could care less, to be honest with you. I'm not like a nerd. It's got like, oh my God, it's Mary Poppins. I'm not that guy.
Yeah. Oh, Mary Poppins. My wife, we go bananas for them, for her. Really? Even Winnie the Pooh. That's another big one in our family. We have to see Winnie the Pooh while we're there. And he was over in England last time. He was catching like with his big butterfly net. I thought that was a great photo.
They had him over by Figment too for a while.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm not in. I'm going to piss somebody off on episode 0. I don't get the hype of Figment. Is it just did I just miss it? Is it because like I'm at that weird age where Figment really wasn't a big thing? Like I don't get the hype for him.
I'll go one over you. I can't stand Stitch, and that Stitch is everywhere now.
Isn't it weird that like, all right, here's an odd question. Yeah. And then once again, everybody post some questions so we're not just rambling on here. We'll answer some things as we, you know, we near the end of the show. Don't you find it weird that like Disney pushes so hard years later for a character? Like you would think like when Lilo and Stitch was big, like when it first came out, you would have think that in the Disney parks, they would have been able to ramp. Like, not, I'm not saying create a new ride. I get that takes time. But like even the character meet and greets or like the merchandise, like Lilo and Stitch hasn't been a big thing in a decade. And now all of a sudden it is everywhere.
If you go in the stores now, I mean, every store has like a Stitch section. It's ridiculous. Wild.
I mean, they even have Stitch
because the movie's coming out. Yeah, that's why that movie coming out. So
okay.
I'm sure that's why they're pressing it. But I mean, a lot of people love them. I don't know why, but people love them.
Yeah, I don't. I just
I don't get it.
He's not happy with us. It's just, here's the thing. I don't know. I just don't get those two characters. I hate to agree with Rudy, but yeah, Lilo just never did it for me. And Figment, I'm just like, let's see what Sarah like says. That, yeah. Like, why is Nightmare Before Christmas everywhere? My 5-year-old loved the characters, but won't watch the movie, too scared. I never understood that movie. Like,
I like the music.
It's just not a Disney movie to me. I understand Tim Burton. That's who created it, right? Those who,
yeah.
The Tim Burton film. It doesn't scream Disney to me. I don't know.
Like it at all?
I don't.
Oh, boy.
I don't. You know what it reminded me of? And I don't know why, and this is not a fair comparison. It reminds me of Edward Scissorhands.
Yeah,
like, I mean, the music and everything. Like, too. Yeah, and I think that's probably why, and I'm not a big fan of his stuff. So Bailey joined us. You want to piss Bailey off. She should not have listened to last night's episode because she was one of those people that I was thinking of when I made the joke about Dino Land closing. The amount of uproar from people on the internet today about Dino Land closing. There's like three of you that just have really big megaphones and are very upset that Dino Land is closing. How it survived as long as it did is wild to me.
It looked like it belonged in a Six Flags. It was literally the cheapest looking place in Disney. Terrible looking.
Yeah, it never fit. I know there was supposed to be more to it, and then they didn't do it. I don't know. I still look at Animal Kingdom. Animal Kingdom doesn't make sense to me.
No,
stop. It's so choppy. Like they slapped it together and was like, hey, here you go. Here's your fourth theme park.
But you know what the problem is Disney's gone so hard on the IPs. They feel like they got to mix it in every place. I think it fit initially. Now it's just, they're all over the place. Same thing with Hollywood Studios.
Yeah. Hollywood Studios is getting to that point now too, where it's very disorganized and it doesn't really add up. And that's what I'm also afraid of, what's happening in Magic Kingdom. And obviously we'll talk about that in later episodes with everything that's going on there, because I look at it, I'm like, oh, this is really cool. And then, you know, they got some permits today I saw online and I was like, oh, you're putting that there? That doesn't make any sense. Like, I think it's going to be hard connecting anything to Frontierland, because Frontierland is a very unique interaction. Right. But I mean, I guess it's connected to the, whatever the hell. What do they call that section where Haunted Mansion is? Not the American.
It's Liberty Square.
Liberty Square, yeah. Which is another just weird section. Do you think they're going to reopen Hall of Presidents?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, because they didn't put a release date back on it. And it shouldn't be a hard fix. You already have the animatronic for Trump.
So, yeah, I mean, that was basically just a Hillary remake. It wasn't
even. Yeah, yeah. I mean, that was the rumor that it was built just like Hillary, and then they kind of slapped him on there. I don't know, but the fact that they didn't give us an end date of when it's coming back on, you know,
they're probably just stretched thin right now. They have so much stuff going on. That's probably on the back burner right now. Because you got Epic Universe opening up, and they got that thing done pretty quick. Uh-huh. And now Disney's got to get up with the evil land behind, Big Thunder Mountain?
Yeah, villains. And I know Trish, Trish had mentioned, you know, they had gotten the permits to start a new land. I believe, is that supposed to be Cars? Are they basically going to do what they did in Disneyland and move that kind of over here? Oh, no, sorry. Jen said, I think Cars belong. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they, Cars does belong in Hollywood Studios. Why they're jamming it into Magic Kingdom, I don't know. But I've always wondered why they never built anything back, like where Tom Sawyer and everything was. It never really made sense. That was a dead area.
I mean, they've got space back there.
But yeah. Especially once you drain all that water, that's a whole lot of land. I want to see how quickly they do it because Universal didn't mess around.
And no, we were talking about that thing up quick.
We were talking about it last night. Like Universal is putting the, you know, the nails to Disney right now because if Disney's not careful and they drag their feet, listen, Disney's way more expensive than Universal. Like,
well,
significantly it's more expensive.
It is starting to get a little closer now.
Oh, Universal has risen.
It's not as cheap as it used to be by any means.
Okay. Because I was saying, man, like you start keeping that gap of disparity between the two prices and Universal's putting out what they're putting out and Disney kind of drags their feet. Not saying that Universal will ever take over Disney. Disney's it's an iconic park. You know, it is what it is. But you will start to see people being like, is it worth it to maybe do a split stay? And that's what you want to avoid if you're Disney.
I mean, the reality is Disney will always be number one. I'm assuming they'll always be number one. You just feel different when you're at Universal or SeaWorld, especially SeaWorld. I got SeaWorld passes last year, and boy, that feels ghetto. I hate to say that because I do try, but it feels so ghetto. I was ghetto trying over to
think
there.
Of the word. Like, it's a glorified Six Flags.
It really is.
More rides at SeaWorld. I will say that one ride, I don't know, have you been to SeaWorld recently?
Yeah, we did a whole pass this year, so we were there quite a bit.
And do they still have that ride? It was a couple years old now. It was the Stingray roller coaster where you put the VR glasses on.
They don't seem to be our glasses, though.
They never put the glasses? I thought you used to put the glasses on. So it was like you were underwater. No?
They probably did back
maybe that never happened.
No, they may have done it. They just don't do it now. Are you talking about the one where you're kind of like on all fours?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I screamed like a girl on that thing. It was so bad.
Well, and here's the thing is like, I love a good thrill ride, but depending on if you have kids, at what age you have them and what type of personalities they have or what type of your personality you might have, Universal is geared towards 3D motion rides and thrill rides.
Yeah.
Like that's what they're there for. Disney, you get a little bit of everything. Not so much on the thrill rides because they really don't, I mean, they only have one roller coaster that I know of that goes upside down. That's Rock and Roller Coaster.
Yeah. I mean, Universal's starting to get it. If you look at all those new rides over at Epic, they don't rely on very many screens anymore. I mean, I saw the Donkey Kong ride. The Donkey Kong ride looks insane. It looks so good.
I mean, even what they did in Harry Potter originally, I know they're updating it, but I mean, Harry Potter, that was the first time where I ever walked into a theme park and I was like, holy crap. I feel like I'm a wizard. Like they nailed the decor in that park so well. It was so authentic. Like even like I said, you walk to, you know, Frontierland. Like I never felt like I was in the frontier. You know what I mean? Like, they did their best, but you were like, okay, I'm still in Disney and still the, but you walked in the Harry Potter Wizarding World or whatever the hell they call it. I was like, holy shit. Get me a wand, get me a cloak, get me a butterbeer. I am in on this.
And I don't like Harry Potter at all, but like those areas, I love going in those areas.
They're so immersive.
They really are.
And like Nicholas they were,
is mentioning like, over at SeaWorld, they have Sesame Street, and Sesame Street feels ghetto too. I hate to say it.
Oh, listen to me. Hold on. I live an hour away from Sesame Street, Philadelphia. Okay. I have a season pass to Sesame Street for my daughter. It is so janky over there. There is not a damn thing I'm willing to even like. My wife will go on that ride. That ride's gonna break if my fat ass steps on that boat. We're sinking. I'm not going on it. Like even the holiday parties we go to, it's like so we went trick or treating there. We got the kids all dressed up. You go to Disney. Granted, it's Disney. I get it, but you're paying a pretty. Sesame Street ain't cheap. We went to their Halloween party. Two pieces of candy per bag. That's all you got. That's Disney. They will literally bring out a shovel.
They want to get rid of that shit.
We're actually thinking about doing that this trip. That's the one thing that pisses me off, dude. Announce the friggin' days already. Like we're past this. Yeah, we're past the 7 month mark already. So now anybody can be booking anywhere, whether you're, you know, your DVC or whatever the case may be. That 7 month mark is usually like the golden number where you really should have your ducks in a row and ready to book, if not booked already. Why in God's name have you not announced the dates? So now we're backtracking the last year, trying to guess like, okay, last year it was the 9th. That was a Thursday. So let's see if this year it will be, you know, I'm hoping we get to it. You know, that is the goal. We tried to book the trip on dates that obviously work for us. And hopefully the Halloween party falls in there, because I think that's one of the best Halloween parties I've ever been to. And now it's been a while since I've been there, but
they're legit. They do a good job on those.
Yeah.
I got a question.
Yeah.
This one's kind of getting to me. Danny's a pretty tall guy. How tall are you?
Just shy of 6'1".
6'1". Well, he's tall compared to me. And we obviously discussed how fat you're getting, because it's getting ridiculous.
I'll tell you, I'm over 300 pounds. I carry myself well. You wouldn't know it, though.
All right. I don't think you're carrying yourself that well. Anyway.
Oh, I do. I carry myself quite well, sir.
Are you nervous about any of these rides, like not fitting on them?
100%. And normally I would say no, until we were at, once again, we do an annual trip to Hershey Park in Pennsylvania. We go every year, usually around October, either for the Halloween party or we go for the Christmas party. Had a problem. 250, 260, 270. No problem. I fit on every single ride. Are some of them a little snug? Do I need a little assistance getting that harness over? Yeah. No problem. I didn't fit on one. I'm going to curse. I don't even care. I didn't fit on one fucking ride. I paid over $100 to get in there that day, and I didn't fit on one goddamn ride.
Did you do the walk of shame?
Three times until I said, I can't do this anymore.
That's bad.
I had my buddy literally putting all his weight trying to jam. It was like one of those spinner rides where you start spinning like this and then you start spinning up. And it was, you know, like the year before, no problem. This year, Danny got too fat. So yeah, nope, Danny's going on a diet, because Disney tends to have their rides built a little bit tinier. Like I know that, like even last time I was there when I wasn't as big. I don't fit on Mine Train. I'm too wide. My legs that bar that comes in between your legs, it doesn't work for me.
That's a nut smasher, that ride. I mean, the way they like squeeze your legs in.
Yeah, and the worst is you're rocking back and forth too, which sucks. You know, Nick, how you doing, buddy? Avatar
for sure.
Avatar's another one. I got on it, but it was not a pleasant ride. You know,
the guys that run that ride and the girls that run that ride, they'll put a knee into your back to try to get
that thing up. Yeah.
I've seen it before, but I've seen people have to walk at them, and I always feel awful for them.
Yeah.
But listen, I'm not fat shaming Danny, because I'm probably, you know, height to weight ratio, I might be heavier than him. But like with me being shorter, I still fit on everything. With him being taller, he's going to have issues.
Yeah. And the problem is all my weight is right here in the front. Like, I don't have big legs. I don't have big arms. It's all in my gut and my chest. So, you know, most of the rides, especially our harness rides, like, I don't know if I could do like this. If I went to Disney right now, no, I don't think I would be able to do Seven Dwarves. I would be very, very snug on Tron. I'd be very snug on Flight of Passage. I don't even think I'd be able to do Rock and Roller Coaster.
I mean, you could do the back seat on Tron. You're definitely not fitting on a motorcycle.
Oh, they have a back seat? I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's a handicap seat, but anybody can ride it. I've done it before. And it's just like a normal roller coaster seat. And it, to be honest with you, it doesn't. No, it just goes around your stomach. Not tight.
Just a bar. Okay.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it doesn't take away from the experience that much, to be honest with you.
Honestly?
Yeah.
You tell me I'm crazy. I don't think it's that good of a ride.
It's short, but it's pretty legit. It's a good ride.
Do you like it? I don't know. The angle of it, maybe it's because I am fat. Maybe that's the problem. Like, the angle just seemed very uncomfortable.
When you rode it before on the bicycle?
Yeah. It was just like, even same thing with Flight of Passage. Like, it's just an awkward, like, why are we leaning forward? You know Americans are fat. What are we doing? Lean us back. Let me lay down. I can fit on anything you let me lay down.
Well, because the first thing it goes is you can't breathe.
Like, 100%.
Can I hold my breath for 3 minutes?
Yep. And that's how it is with Rock and Roller Coaster, because they come in, man. I've had a girl put her foot right on the metal, like, silver bar that's right by your shoulder, and she'll step on that puppy to be like, you're getting in there, fatty. I ain't letting you out. If that ride ever breaks down, I'm screwed. If there's a fire,
that's what I was thinking. What do you do if that breaks down and you're stuck in there for, like, 15 minutes?
Suffocating. I would have a straight-up panic attack. And I'd be screaming like a child, and I'd probably pass out and in pure panic and convince myself that I'm stuck there forever and I can't breathe.
Well, we've talked about that before.
That's why I won't go on Mission Space. I'm very afraid to get stuck in there.
That is very claustrophobic.
That is why that ride still exists. Like, that screen comes within inches of your face.
Plus, it's terrible. It's not even that good. But we've had discussions on the show before, like, with Danny and I being these, you know, tough New Yorker and New Jersey guys, we're scared of everything. Like, we're scared of being stuck on Skyliners.
no one in my party that's been there has ever been on the Skyliner. When I was doing the show with Chris at the time, we went down there for the sneak peek, I guess you want to call it, of the gondolas. So we got to ride them and everything. And, man, those things, they're fun, don't get me wrong, but you get stuck in one, it is a hot box in there.
Dude, the second those things, because sometimes it's slow down to get like a handicapped person set up.
Yeah.
Dude, I start sweating like instantly. Oh my God, this thing's going to be stuck for an hour. I'm looking for where I'm going to pee in the corner.
Yeah. And it's not like one of those like where you're stuck on a ride where, okay, they can come release the straps. You can get out. I don't care how high it is. I can walk down some stairs. You know, it's not like a great adventure where, you know, you're 400 feet up in the air or something like that. But oh boy, if you get stuck, what are they bringing? A rope? A very tall ladder? You think my ass is getting on a ladder out of there? I'll wait until you get this puppy moving. Send food up. Send a bucket up. I'm staying. No shit.
Literally my worst nightmare.
Like, if I get stuck, I'm calling 911. Don't bother. Listen, if you see the big guy swaying, leave him alone. Wait until it goes to the bottom.
People do panic on those things. I remember my daughter and I got stuck on that one in Harry Potter where it's supposed to be like you're on the broomstick.
Oh, yeah.
And it's in a castle. And it stopped for a good 20, 30 minutes. And my daughter's over next to me going, Dad, I really got to pee. I got to pee really bad. And then they came over the loudspeaker and were like, can you guys please stop calling 911? Because people are calling 911 all over the place. Yeah.
Hey, people are freaking out of here. What the hell's going on? When we were down there last year, we got stuck on Spaceship Earth 3 separate times. Ugh. It broke down. One time they actually had we waited for a good 25 minutes. And they moved, they had to come release it and you had to walk down. One guy was walking with everybody because one guy was trying to film like the inside with the lights on. They were like, no filming. And which I get, whatever. But and then they give you a fast pass that you can't use everywhere.
Well, do you schedule your bathroom visits around what ride you're going on?
100%. My wife has a bladder of a 3-year-old. So anytime we pass a bathroom, I kind of give her the glance like, if you're going to go now, because the next country in Epcot is 200 feet away and I don't know if we're going to make, you know. Yeah. So anytime I know that there's a harness on a ride, as long as the wait time is reasonable, like if I'm walking by, say, Tower of Terror, granted, there's not a harness, but you can get stuck in Tower of Terror. Yeah. I will try to run to the bathroom because I'm like, I don't want to get stuck on this ride. But like, if it was the 3 Caballeros or the teacups or something, no, I'm not worried about that, because if the ride breaks down and I have to go that bad, I will be that jerk that just climbs out of the ride and be like, I gotta go. I gotta go. This I gotta is an emergency. Do it. I gotta go. I'll be
I'm not even worried about like break it down. Like, if I'm going on Living with the Land and I'm like, oh, you know, it's a good 15-minute ride, and I'm feeling like a little bubbly going out of my stomach.
Oh,
like,
no, you go. If I can give anybody any advice, if you feel any bubblies coming on, you go. You do not risk that in Disney. Because unfortunately, Disney rides break down every day, multiple times a day. It is what it is.
I did the Walk of Shame once because of that.
Were you in line?
No. Dude, I was on a ride. I was on the Great Movie Ride. And that's a pretty long ride.
That's a long
ride. At least 10, 12 minutes.
Yeah.
And we got to the alien encounter. And my stomach's like, bloop, bloop.
Oh my God. You jumped out?
No, I had to stop the ride. I had to literally like throw my hand up and like yell for the woman to come over. and they had to stop the ride and escort me out. I was freaking out. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to crap my pants.
Oh my God.
Dude, but here's the funny thing. It's so mental. Like, as soon as I got off, I'm fine. I'm like, oh, everything's great.
Yeah, it's because the angle you're sitting at, you might be wearing a belt. Yeah, there's a million things going on with that.
Oh, it's horrific.
All right. So basically, we're going to wrap this up. This was a fun little episode zero. We will give an announcement later this week. It might be tomorrow. Who knows? We're going to figure it all out. It all depends on our schedules and everything about doing our first official episode. I believe we're doing like, we're going to call it like a past and present. Basically, things that have closed or are closing this year, or, you know, a little bit, you know, coming up here, and what is coming forward. You know, what do we have opening up in the next couple days, couple months, even a year? And then if we can, maybe we'll expand into the bigger parks, like Villains and Cars and things like that, and dive into all of that. So with that said, I appreciate everybody coming. Rudy, you want to say anything before we get out of here?
Yeah, we just saw somebody mention that they had to walk out a dinosaur. Have you ever walked out a dinosaur? It's literally like tar you're walking on, because there's so many hills, they don't want anybody slipping. It's stickier than hell. It's crazy. Anyway, yeah. Well, our first show will give away the Sully popcorn bucket. So if you're a listener, you like things, you comment on things, you will be entered and you will win something. I'll also give away a bunch of stickers. We did get stickers in today. So
our janky
I'll give stickers. Away a bunch of those too as well.
That's all it. Right, guys. Well, we thank you all for joining us. We, you know, everybody who stuck around, watch the entire show. Anybody who's going to be downloading this, we appreciate you listening to it or watching it on YouTube when we do all the fun edits and make it all fancy and everything. But most of all, we just appreciate all the love we've gotten over the last couple of weeks when we announced this is coming back, and the excitement. It means a lot to us. It drives us to want to do this on a regular basis and keep everything going. So with that, I bid you all adieu and enjoy our exit music for about 30 seconds before I cut it off, because I'm tired of looking at me. Doodles.
Well, the magic's winding down, but don't feel blue. We'll be back next week with more for you. From the rides to the myths, the stories untold, we keep it real, we're always bold. We laughed, we cursed, we took a dive through Disney's world, we're still alive. So until next time, when the curtains fall, remember we'll be back with it all.